Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
From Morning Show, Larry Richard looking at school closings and delays. We have the entire list at kdkradio.com. Pittsburgh Public Schools are in, but there are eight schools that are on what they call synchronous instruction. North Allegheny Schools closed. They have flexible instruction. Pine Richland closed, and a number of others, some on delays. Again, get the list at kdkradio.com. So yesterday, the National Weather Service sent out survey teams and tried to reconstruct what happened on Tuesday. Now, our concerns about what's coming today, and we go to meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I know you and your team have had your hands full, but after you went out and investigated, I guess the areas around Schenley Park to Regent Square to Wilkinsburg, Churchill, Edgewood, and generally north of the Parkway I-376, what jumped off the page to Paul Rasmussen and I was the 90 to 95 mile an hour winds consistent with these straight-line wind storms that did so much damage.
Yes, so the survey teams went out and reviewed and looked at all the damage that was occurred across the region. They surveyed all sorts of places, and some of the damage they were seeing was indicative of winds that were that 90 to 95 mile per hour. And based on the direction of things damaged, there was no tornado. This was all straight line, but it shows that even if it's not a tornado, if we get winds that strong, it can do a serious punch to the region. And obviously, a lot of areas are still reeling here this morning, and we're hoping for their recovery and quick order. And hopefully today we can maybe avoid additional things, but that's what we're going to be looking out for this afternoon and evening.
And so with this afternoon and this evening, what is the risk for severe weather?
We do have a slight risk outlook for the region here this afternoon and evening, which is a little bit less probability for these impacts from damaging wind, hail, can't even rule out a tornado compared to the last event. What we're looking at is timing is probably somewhere in the similar timing, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. time range, that we could see kind of a broken line of storms moving through that could have, you know, winds around the 60. Can't rule out 70 mile per hour winds, maybe some hail. So a region that already doesn't need more, there is that potential. It's just a little bit lower probability, a little bit lower confidence that we can get these storms to those severe levels to this afternoon. So it's best to continue to monitor the latest forecasts, watches, and warnings as we'll continue to look at the situation, try to keep people abbreviated what to expect.
We're with meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service. I'm sure you and your colleagues have talked about this. In terms of widespread damage from a thunderstorm system, Tuesday has to rank way up there, especially looking at those 90 to 95 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, so it's one of the more impactful events that we've seen in the Allegheny County area and listening area. We've kind of looked back at some of the records, and we're still collecting information from this event, but there's been a couple other instances where we've seen widespread outages totaling over 100,000. We've had a couple events where wind gusts at the Pittsburgh International Airport were stronger than the 71 that was measured with Tuesday's events. But this is still one of the higher end events that we've seen, the region has seen, and it shows with just how long it's going to take to kind of recover from. That's the hope, that today we don't add to that impact that we saw Tuesday.
Hey, before you go, Jason, just peeking at the marathon weekend, we have tens of thousands of people coming this way. How about that forecast, particularly on Sunday morning for the actual marathon race?
So fortunately, we kind of get a lot of the stuff out of our region, especially for most of the day. So we are looking at least cooler temperature, which runners will like. The uncertainty comes with, do we actually get the rain out of here versus being dry? And there's still a lot of uncertainty that it had been trending, looking nice and dry. If cool for that morning, chances are starting to increase. So we're trending towards maybe there's still lingering showers for runners starting that day before we have a drier set up for next week. So unfortunately, it's not a very good forecast. It's a very 50% probability it could or couldn't rain. But I think we're going to have a lot more understanding as we get a day or two out from that. Get through these next couple of days, we'll have a better handle of what's going to happen for the race and runners there on Sunday morning.
Appreciate the time as always, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, from the National Weather Service, meteorologist Jason Frazier.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.